Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, hey, hey, hey there, my friend. Welcome back to Drummer Daily. My name is Daniel Hadaway, a.k.a. The Drum Coach. You can check me out or check out what I got at danielhadaway.com. That is D-A-N-I-E-L. H-A-D as in dog, A-W-A-Y, danielhadaway.com. So today I want to talk about something that I think is a little trick that I have for drumming. And I'm noticing, by the way, a little my little digression here. I noticed that a lot of my episodes recently have, at least a good bit of them, have been about playing drums. Because we talk about the pro musicians quadrant, and maybe I'll get back into that a little bit soon. I haven't talked about that in a while. But one of the pieces of the pro musicians quadrant that that is something I talk about a lot is recently, like I said, is playing drums. Because there's four pieces to a drum career, at least in my opinion. They are playing, your sound, your relationships, and money/business type stuff. And I've talked a lot about playing recently. And I think the reason why I think playing and sound are the ones I've been focusing on recently is because for a while I changed the name of this show to The Practical Pro Musician. And that was geared more towards all musicians, not just drummers. And so now that I'm back just talking to you, drummer or drummers, I'm so excited to be able to talk about drumming again, because I can't really talk about a guitar player won't enjoy much hearing about drumming as far as sound and playing and that kind of stuff. Anyway, so I want to talk about something to do with playing today. And it's kind of a little trick that I learned. It's not that crazy of an idea, but I do want to, acknowledge that I didn't realize it had this effect until I got to work with a couple of producers who are also drummers, and watching them do this, and noticing the difference that it makes. And so this little trick that I've got, it's something that will 99% of the time make your drumming sound better, feel better is really what I mean. Like as far as like your feel and your groove, those kinds of things. And it's this. If you will, and this is something, again, I learned from somebody else, and I guess I'll say it this way. I know a guy who moved from a different country to Nashville to become a professional drummer. And he moved here, not really, he'd done a little bit of work, but not a ton. He moved here and made a name for himself by, locally at least, with other producers, by whenever someone hired him to play drums, he would go do the track, he'd go play the drums, he'd do the thing, but then he would also provide a bunch of extra rhythm tracks like shakers and drum loops and cool, crazy sounds you hadn't heard, and kind of, he'd layer them all together and provide all this extra stuff. Now, no one ever asked him to do that, and a lot of times he would go home and record that stuff himself, put that all together, and then send it over later. And he would always send that over, and I believe his mentality was, if he sent it to the producer, there's no, there's no guarantee, and most of the time it wouldn't happen actually, that the producer would use all of those tracks, all of those things. But a lot of times they'd use a good bit of them. So there might be, you know, 20 or 30 extra tracks of other auxiliary rhythm things. Like I mentioned, shakers and, you know, percussion, drum loops, all different kinds of stuff. And they might pick out two or three of those things to use, but he'd provide all of it to the producer to kind of pick what they wanted from. And that got him a lot of work because people started to realize that not only did that stuff, was it useful and was cool, creative stuff that other people weren't doing. That's kind of a business tip, is doing, figuring out what sets you apart as a drummer and kind of capitalizing on that. But also, a lot of times his tracks, his drum tracks, the groove felt better with all those other tracks in there. And so I was like, man, I want to do something like that. I want my stuff to feel that good. And so I kind of did a few experiments at home where I played, you know, some of the most basic grooves you could imagine, you know, 1 and 3 on the kick, 2 and 4 on the snare, and some 8th notes on the hi-hat. Like really just basic drum pattern. And then said, okay, that's fine. It sounds, you know, it's fine. It is what it's not bad. It's not good. It's just kind of, it's what you expect when you imagine that drum part. But then I started just for fun, kind of going off the wall, doing crazy stuff. But really focusing the auxiliary stuff and accenting strange, accenting notes you might not expect as much to hear, like, you know, the upbeat of a 16th note, of a 16th note, stuff like that, and started layering different sounds in with that drum pattern. And all of a sudden, a drum pattern like that would just come to life and sound like, man, that drummer sounds like he's awesome feel. And it was just me playing a straight pattern. And it's weird because if I muted all the extra stuff, it just sounded again like a normal straight ahead part. And what's really interesting about that is if you ever listen to a drum track like that, that has a lot of other stuff going on. And of course the caveat to this is it's got to be recorded. Like you've got to play those parts well too. You can't just sloppily throw a bunch of stuff on top of a drum pattern and it feel good. You got to play the other stuff good as well. Or play the other stuff well. either way, you got to play that other stuff good. For it to matter and for it to have this effect. But if you hear a drum track with all that other stuff in it, I know that I say this and I'm a drummer. So if I would say this, imagine what non-drummers would think about this, but you hear this stuff and I would say, man, listen to how good that drummer feels. I don't say, man, listen to how awesome those extra tracks are, or listen to that shaker part, how it feels. It's always the drums that receive the benefit from other tracks that feel good. And that goes, I mean, that's true for any instrument. But I just know that most of us as drummers probably don't play 3 or 4 instruments and certainly aren't recording all of those instruments as part of a real track. So we can't control the rhythmic placement of all those other instruments the way we can with the stuff that we do have control of. So my tip for you is, and you can do this even at home, even if you don't have a recording setup, if you've got, a way to do, like, I know there's some free apps you can get for your phone and stuff now, or even for the computer, that lets you do multi-track recording, or at least layer one track on top of another. I would challenge you just to even use the built-in mic on your computer or your phone and play a simple drum pattern, and you can just use your phone. As long as you don't play too loud, it shouldn't max out or anything. Record a quiet pattern with your drums and then go layer in a shaker or something else, or even just like, you know, close mic, like your fingers, you know, tapping on a desk or something, or your fingers tapping on the phone itself. There's all kinds of crazy stuff you can do. But focus on the feel of those other parts and see how it turns out. You might actually be surprised at how cool and how good your playing can feel, even with stuff that you think at first isn't that remarkable. In fact, by the way, I think there's a free app that Apple makes. If you have an iPhone, I think it's called like Music Memos or Music Voice Memos. If you do some searching, you can find it. But it's actually a specific version of the Voice Memos app, but it's for people who are recording little demos, you know, real quick little song ideas, things like that. Us drummers, we should use that stuff as well. So look that up. And I think you can do what I just talked about, where you layer a few tracks on top of each other. I think that's something you can do there. Maybe not. But either way, there are lots of free programs out there, or very inexpensive programs to let you do that. Do your own experiment, though. Find out how adding extra tracks can actually affect your drumming. I think you might be surprised if you spend a little time kind of experimenting and having some fun. All right. Thanks so much for joining me today on Drummer Daily. As always, it's a pleasure if you spend a few minutes with me. It makes my day that you've chosen to spend a piece of your day with me. All right. Thanks for joining me. We will talk again soon here on Drummer Daily. Bye for now.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.